Hi, I am Elizabeth Wurtzel, and for as long as I can remember, I have had a depressed personality. I wrote this book called Prozac Nation, which was an account of my nervous breakdown, I think is the right word, right words. I first realized I was unhappy, I think, when I got sent off to summer camp. You know, I was about 10 years old, and being really, really out in the world of my peers all the time, you know, not being able to go home, just drove me completely crazy. I really hated it. I mean, everybody was sort of into playing volleyball or whatever it was, and boys and blue eyeshadow, and I just was really serious and really solitary at that point. And I had nothing to offer to this group of people. That's what really bothered me. So I felt like I had a lot to offer in general, but for some reason, my parents had sent me to this place where it was never going to work. So sometime that summer, I took an overdose of this allergy medicine I had that's also used as an anti-anxiety pill. I didn't mean to take an overdose. I didn't mean to do myself harm. I just really wanted to sleep until it was time to go back home. So I think that was really the beginning of being pretty obviously, glaringly depressed, but I just thought that's how life was. I mean, years went by, and it wasn't so different from the kinds of things that I felt that summer. I just never felt at home anywhere, and I kept waiting for something to make me feel at home. Prozac is a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. That's the class of the antidepressants it's in. Doctors feel very comfortable prescribing it without having a clue about what they're doing. I mean, I was very lucky that I had a therapist who kept me in therapy. You know, I didn't know what had hit me after the Prozac started to work. I felt like I had a feeling festival going on, not just good stuff, I mean, bad stuff too. I mean, I suddenly had this emotional range I'd never had before. One thing about being depressed is every day you know what to expect. This was just so hard to not know if I would wake up happy or wake up sad. That was very frightening. It's a useless thing to take a pill and sort of alter your mindset without planning on how you're going to make use of this altered mindset. You know, they don't tell you the part about how a year or two later it stops working or it doesn't work as well, and then you're sitting with a psychopharmacologist, which is a new breed of doctors who just write prescriptions. You're sitting with him and he says, well, how about trying lithium? Then next thing you know, it's like, let's try another kind of antidepressant mixed in with that. There'll be alchemy between Prozac and nortriptyline. You know, I call the man that I went to for the longest time the pusher man. I'm on a cocktail of pills that amazes people because I have to say, when you look at me, I look so healthy. You know, I don't think I look even particularly sad. And that's, I think, one of the scary things about being depressed, is that there's no emotional or intellectual miracle that's going to happen. And the fact is, they are really shooting in the dark. They think they know. I mean, they hope they know. It seems to work. But I also think sometimes that they don't know how it feels to be the person who's having to take all these drugs and having to live with their sort of seemingly academic but ultimately random decisions.